Yeah, but if you got one, you got 1 foot, you got 2 feet.
2 feet.
Okay. Okay. Now, you might say I stumble over something in the dark and I bruise my
ankle.
What do you call this area right here? Your
my leg.
Shin. Okay. All right. When you're squatting down, you say you're squatting down. What do you call this area right here?
Over hip.
No. You might say you're getting down behind somewhere. You're kind of doing what? If you're waiting for a friend to come by and you're gonna scare him, you say you're
squat down.
Squat down, and you call this your what? Your back here. You might call this your
rump.
Okay. You're okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. If somebody had been in bed for a while and you said it didn't look well, they've been sick, but they just got up again, you say he still looks kind of, he looks a little bit.
He still looks a little bit peaky, but I think he'll pick up again.
Okay. All right. But a person who's big and strong, you call him, you might say that he's
a big, robust man.
Okay. Now, what would you call a man who was real easy to get along with?
Well, you call him a good, kind man.
Yeah.
Good natured.
Yeah. All right. A boy who's, say, in his teens and he's apt to be knocking things over all the time, just never, you know, is always tripping over things, you say he was...
Rough and tumble guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you didn't mean to do it, he always did it on accident, you know?
Yeah.
What would you say about it? He was just a little bit...
A little bit full of mischievous.
Well, no, if he didn't mean to do it, you know, he was always just accidentally bumping into things or running over.
Be careless.
Careless, or you might say he was awkward or...
Yeah, you could say he was careless or awkward or not realizing what he was doing.
Okay. Now, a person who just did things all the time that didn't make any sense, just never seemed to make sense, you say he's just a plain
ignorant person.
Okay. You might say, did you ever just say he was did you ever say fool?
No, personally, I never did call anybody a fool, right? Because according to the Bible, you should not call anybody a fool, you know.
Is that so?
That's right. I should never call a person a fool.
Okay. All right. Well, then, would you have any other names you might call a person like that?
Well, the person that's careless and not seem like not realize what they're doing and not good sound judgment or something, a lack of little judgment, you know what I mean? Not necessarily normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little off, not crazy, but just be not normal.
Okay.
I've heard him talk to people like that, say that person is not normal, but they at times they'd be all right, but then at the same time you could tell they'd be so careless.